Alt-country performer Robbie Foulkes has a new live double CD. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review.
Springfield, Salt Lake, Champaign, Urbana, Farmer City, Fairbanks, Gary, Indiana, west to east, Portland, all across the land, we're never home, we're gone. What is it that we're on? We're on the road, we're on the road, we're on the road, we're on the road. When we're not on stage, we're in a chrome cage, we're on the road with Robbie Foulkes, we're on the road, we're on the road.
I shy away from reviewing live albums because they usually just contain the artist's greatest hits, and the concert experience they're meant to convey isn't easily reproduced in a radio review such as this. But Robbie Foulkes' Revenge is a more manageable effort. It's easy to hear why people have a good time at his shows.
Well, you did what you did, and you know that you did it, and I ain't no use to deny it. Your pretty eyes with a tail, no monkey did but buy it. Is that a line you're handing me, girl? Well, you shouldn't have. No, you shouldn't have. You shouldn't have.
As you can hear, Robbie Foulkes specializes in throwback country, big honky-tonk numbers that do without the glossy sheen of most contemporary country music. Born in York, Pennsylvania, but a longtime resident of Chicago, Foulkes isn't your typical country music artist. He has an obvious love for the country music of the 50s and 60s, but chafes under what he sees as the constraints of the Nashville music industry. One of his most famous songs about that city dismisses Nashville with a sharp obscenity in its title. Of course, some people hear Foulkes' complaints as sour grapes, that if he wrote better or more conventional songs, he'd be a star. But Foulkes is drawn to isolation, as he suggests on this song called I Like Being Left Alone.
I like being left alone. I like chocolate pie, clear blue sky, glass of Cote d'Aron. I like summer, I like fall, I like music, but most of all, I like being left alone. I'm talking about sales reps. I'm talking about the government. I'm talking about the children. Well, I'm talking about you, you, you. My time's like a sweet plum. Yeah, everybody wants some. But I'd rather be lonesome. I'd rather be blue.
That tune is from the acoustic disc on the new double album Revenge, recorded in Chicago. A lot of it is slow going. For a rebel, Foulkes has a mawkish side. But it also contains this fine cover from an unexpected source. Robbie Foulkes' version of Cher's 1998 hit single, Believe.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. It's so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it. But after all is said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something.
I'm not surprised Robbie Foulkes isn't a country radio favorite. He doesn't have much of a voice, and his ill-disguised contempt for those who don't appreciate the genius of Robbie Foulkes is palpable. One of the best things Foulkes did recently was to write a song called Fountains of Wayne Hotline, a novelty tune with some sting that traveled all across the internet, most legally via iTunes. It's about how the guys in the power pop band Fountains of Wayne write in such a facile way they should start a service for other songwriters who are stuck for the next chord change. It was hysterical, but also tinged with bitterness. I guess Folks wants both commercial success and the critical accolades that cult bands get from critics. Well, I'll help him out a little. Within this two-disc set, Revenge, there are the makings of one very good album.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly.